Ontario, the Ontario government is offering $77 million to help municipalities that rely on provincial police deal with skyrocketing law enforcement costs. Several municipalities have reported double-digit increases in their Ontario provincial police bills for 2025, with at least one municipality facing more than double the previous tally. That's left local leaders looking at additional tax increases, or spending cuts, to cover the unexpected expenses. The province says the funding announced today will help communities address the financial impact of a new contract agreement with the Ontario Provincial Police Association that was ratified this summer. The union said at the time that the four-year deal made OPP officers the highest paid in the province. It spans from 2023 to 2026 and includes retroactive raises of 4.75% for the first year and 4.5% for the second, as well as 2.75% raises for the final 2 years. The government says it's also taking a look at the OPP billing model to ensure that it meets the needs of communities across the province. Provincial police provide their services to about 330 municipalities that don't have their own police forces. OPP recover the cost of policing those municipalities through a billing model put in place in 2015. It includes a base cost per property as well as variable costs related to the number of calls for service and other factors, according to a document on the force's website. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 29, 2024. The Canadian Press.